Way too many first responders are struggling with their fitness, health, and body goals, but you're not alone in that fight. I'm Ted with Fit Responder, and with 11 years experience in law enforcement, as well as being a fitness coach for over 15 years myself, I've created some free resources as well as one-to-one professional fitness coaching for first responders. So I want you to check us out, fitresponder.com, or look us up on Instagram at fit.responder. That's fit period responder. And let's see you there. Chat soon. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
The Poorly Made Police podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This podcast has explicit content and is meant for a mature audience. The views expressed on this Poorly Made podcast reflect the opinions of the guest and host. They do not reflect the opinion of any department or entity. Nothing on this Poorly Made podcast should be construed as legal or marital advice. If something offends you, I kindly invite you to lighten the fuck up. If you want to support this very poorly made podcast, click the link at the end of the description and become a monthly sponsor of the podcast. Or buy yourself some nice Poorly Made Police Memes merch. Not only does it look good on you, it's also a favorite of wives, exes, children, nurses, nuns, IA investigators, defense attorneys, and the chief. And of course, take care of the fine sponsors of this podcast. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the orgasmic sound of a Crown Vic. Say some stuff.
Penis.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo pee-pee.
Butthole.
Poo-poo pee-pee.
Give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
Oh, that's one thing I won't have is a soundboard. I guess I could literally put the computer right over there, couldn't I?
I think you need a break from the soundboard.
Welcome.
One hey, guys.
Friends. Lovers. Well, hopefully not lovers. That could be awkward. Welcome to the Very Poorly Made Police Memes podcast. It is 1:30 in the morning.
It is 1:30. Wow.
And everybody listens to this podcast knows that I went to a Ghost concert with my good buddy Tobias. And everybody wants to hear a review. And even if you don't want to hear a review, you're going to hear a review. Too bad. You're going to like it.
You're hearing the review.
Here's the most important review. Old Tobias here has gotten me... He has gotten me some Spotted Cow. I've never had it, and I've waited my whole life for this moment, so here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, it's pretty good. There's no denying. This is really good. You know what I hated about the podcast from Lincoln is I felt like it was monotone.
It was pretty monotone, but we had to worry about volume. Oh.
Do we have to worry about volume here?
No, because, I mean, we're in the basement, and my family's on the second floor, so, and I got the door shut. We're good.
We're in Tobias's fancy home that I'm kind of envious of. It's like the house I've always wanted. Me it's really too. Nice. He insisted to sleep in the same room as me, which... So, more awkward pauses. We don't know what's going on. Back to monotone, by the way.
Oh, you're recording again?
I'm recording again. Okay. Yeah, it keeps stop recording, which is not good for podcasting, so we'll have to watch that. But anyway, we're going on a tangent about Spotted Cow for like 2 minutes, and then it cut out. But it's really good. It is just a really smooth, easy beer to drink. So I give it a fucking... A 10. Motherfucking 10.
A 10!
10!
Nothing like two dudes sitting right next to each other to record a podcast. So in case you're wondering about the awkward pause, more than usual awkward pause.
Yeah, definitely.
It's because his mic sucks, and now we have to do the thing like we did in Lincoln and pass it back and forth. What do you think about that, Tobias?
I think it sucks. I think hold it's your computer. No, you got to hold the mic for me.
Jesus Christ. We're not even that drunk, and he just fucking gave it a blowjob. You should probably get more beers just like right now, because, yeah. This is what we would call a poorly made podcast for sure. I don't know when this is going to come out. I have a whole bunch of good podcasts coming out, and so I'm going to have to squeeze this bad one in at some point between them all. So we've tried a Spotted Cow, which is fantastic. And up next, we are going to give the concert review for Ghost, and we'll probably talk about some random stuff along the way, because that's what we do. I can only hold one beer at a time and the mic.
You're almost done with that one?
I'm going to drain it. So you're going to talk for a little bit. So Tobias is going to tell us about his day, or he's going to talk about whatever he wants while I finish this beer.
Oh, boy. You know that scene in Wayne's World where Wayne leaves and it's just Garth on the show and he doesn't know what to say? That's what I feel like right now. I don't know if you were done with your beer or not, but I opened this one for you. You're welcome. Lenny is...
Oh, yeah, we got to use our real names again.
Our real fake names.
You should talk about how we met.
Why I finished this beer.
Yeah, how did we meet? I randomly, not so randomly, I guess, was browsing Facebook and found this stupid page called Poorly Made Police Memes.
Back when it was funny, with the
old profile picture with the tuba.
Yeah. No, trumpet. It's trumpet boy.
Trumpet
boy. Yeah.
Yeah. The old.
It's right behind you, dummy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So his memes were stupid, and I loved it because I'm stupid too. So I messaged the page. Was like, "Hey, your shit is hilarious. Let's be friends." And then we became friends. And then once upon a time, we met and went to a Ghost concert. And the end is history.
Riveting story. Okay, so we got to talk. We got to start from the beginning about this day. So, as everybody knows, me and Tobias love Ghost. It's a thing. We went to see them in Lincoln, and we did an awkward podcast in a hotel room. I'm kind of surprised we didn't get in trouble, because we were fucking loud.
Yeah.
We were really loud.
Yeah.
The sex afterwards was even louder, but... Anyway,
I still don't forgive you. You cut out the part where I don't even know what we got to laughing about, but it was probably like 3 minutes straight, and then you got the hiccups, and you cut all that out.
Who wants to listen? I mean, actually, who wants to listen to this, if we're being honest? But I got to talk about the lead up. So I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Get out of the house a little bit, take a little road trip, see the world. And I'm, I don't know, about an hour away from home. And there was a big debate this morning which car I should take. And so I took our van. I know people are going to cry about me not taking the Vic. It needs a little bit of work. This is a long drive to take the Vic. And we have another car, but my wife said, I'll just take our other car. You take the van, which I drive the van a lot. The seat's comfortable. Stereo's set to my liking, which is really important for a long drive. Hour away from home in the car after the long discussion. And as I was leaving, the air tire light came on, which happens sometimes on a colder morning, so I didn't think anything of it. I stopped in a little town and checked the tires, went around. All seemed okay. I said, all right, it's just the fucking thing's acting up. Let's be honest, everybody ignores that, right?
Yeah.
So I pass a little town and I think maybe I should check the tire again. Well, nah, that's stupid. I ain't checking the tire. So I'm about 4 miles out of the town and I pass a semi. And as I'm passing the semi, I notice that the car seems to be much louder and much bumpier. And I'm like, the road's pretty bad. Maybe that's it. And then it wasn't. I was like, there's something wrong. This is wrong. So I pull over a little country road and sure as shit, my tire is fucking blown out. Not just like, you know, a slow leak or something. I fucking blew out the fucking tire. So I'm pissed. It's 9 in the morning. You were like going to town on my sunglasses.
Well, your sunglasses, your pit vipers are dirty as fuck. It's driving me nuts. It's quarter to 2 in the morning. I'm wearing your pit vipers inside. Do something about it.
Later in bed. Anyway, pit vipers, If you're in your 30s, you probably shouldn't wear them, but here I am. Anyway, so just barely out of town, man, and the fucking tire pops. He's wearing a Hulk mask. I can't focus. I'm trying to tell a story here, Tobias.
Does the Incredible Hulk look great in Pit Vipers?
This is a professional and well-done podcast, sir.
I know it
is. I can't fucking focus right now. I'm gonna close my eyes and pretend it's Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Okay, now he's making a jerking off motion. This is not cool. We will talk about the concert at some point. I will get past this car story. But anyway, so being that I live in a state where there's nice people, guy pulls up behind me and he's got a good jack. Which, by the way, get a floor jack. Yeah, I'm good at jacking. And I thought, you know, the floor jack's the way to go. But anyway, so he got to the floor jack, and we get the fucking tire off. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know the guys in the downtown, and they'll help you out kind of thing. Dude takes time out of his day, drives me. Which, by the way, you got to be a little suspicious about getting somebody's truck. But I'm like, it's Iowa. He probably won't rape me. So anyway, he took his penis out, and we drove into town. And, you know, as I'm jerking him off, I was like, God, this is... This is a little much, but I really want to go to this concert tonight. So we get into town. He finishes up. We clean up. We go in the store. And it was awesome. The guys, like, dropped what they were doing, fucking put the used tire on my rim, and then we drove back. And
you got rimmed?
Yeah, of course I got rimmed. I don't know what is happening right now. And it was cool, man. It was like, you'd think blown out a tire would have been, I would have been off the road for a while. But, I mean, probably from... Stop. I'm trying to focus here. Anyway, so you'd think a tire popping, not blowing a tire. I blew a tire. No, I blew it.
Okay. Focus here. Yep.
And you'd think it would take a while, but it worked out pretty well. I was back on the road. I think from the time I blew the tire to the time I got back on the road, it was probably... 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah.
It did break my heart because I was purposely, and we need to talk about this, purposely taking the long way. And just for the sake of some anonymity, that's a big word for me. I almost said it right, too. I decided not to take the interstate system, and I took the state highways because I fucking hate the interstate. Why do you think that was a bad idea, Tobias?
Well, it did not end up well for you. What? No, you have to hold the microphone for me. That's my penis. No, that was a bad idea because you blew your tire on the state highway and not the interstate, the Eisenhower Interstate Highway System that runs across country. That is extremely efficient and not the state highways.
There's something to be said about driving through the small towns. Is there not?
Yeah, it's really slow.
You're a dick. I hate the interstate, and I especially hate the interstate.
Well, let's get into this. Why do you hate the interstate?
I hate that interstate because it's always fucking busy.
Well, no shit. It's because it's really efficient. It's the interstate.
It's not efficient when you are fucking playing... the semis are passing each other, and they're going slow, and you're going nuts because they won't fucking pass each other. The semi-train game. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Yeah, where they're passing each other at the exact same speed or, like, half a mile an hour. It drives me nuts. But you know what? Going 65 and a half miles an hour is better than going 55 miles an hour. Or going 0 miles an hour because you blew a tire.
I stick with my, if you have time, take the fucking, the little roads because it's more scenic, but fuck me. What do you think was the cause of the pop tire, though? It appears to possibly be part of a deer antler or an animal bone. We haven't taken it out fully yet, but that's kind of what it's fucking through the tire. It's kind of impressive.
Yeah, we don't pull out.
Cream pies for all.
I was talking about the antler or bone. Yeah, the bone.
Special thanks to my sponsors this episode. This might have to be a bonus so nobody leaves me as a sponsor. Maybe. Yeah, that's cool. I'm sure Fit Responder or Officer Privacy would love this. Anyway, so I get on the road, and then I had a second situation come up on the road that we need to talk about. Stopped at a gas station, and I was trying to make good time, so I probably held it longer than I should have. And anybody that's listening to this podcast, it's very apparent that I have IBS. Who are we kidding here at this point? You guys remember in this podcast we used to have like serious discussions and guests, and now we're talking about IBS at a Casey's bathroom. But so I get in there, and I think it's common courtesy. If you go to a bathroom and the door is closed, you knock, right? I think the knock is better than jiggling the handle, because you jiggle the handle, it almost freaks you out that somebody's going to come in. But if you knock, it's a lot more polite, don't you think? Like a little nice, gentle knock. And then they either do the cough or the like occupied instead of the panic when the handle jiggles. Like, oh, shit, maybe I didn't lock it. And this guy's going to watch me drop a deuce.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you there, because I'll lock the door. I'll be sure of it. And I would rather someone jiggle the handle and find that it's locked, rather than try to have a conversation with you as you're dropping a deuce and knock. And what are you supposed to do? Hey, I'm taking a shit.
That will be the poll question. I think knocking is, you give them like the
No, that's fucking stupid. What if you greeted someone like that, like, oh, hey, Lenny.
You know I was pooping. Anyway. Anyway. So, I knock like a civilized person.
Test the handle.
No.
Test the handle.
No. The handle causes more anxiety.
And then you see that it's locked, and then you move up a pup. You move on with your business.
Okay, well, let's move on with some business. We're going to have to agree to disagree with this.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy said occupied after I knocked or made the cough, or I don't remember.
Well, you know what? He wouldn't have had to say occupied if you would have just tested the handle first.
Okay. Okay. Let me add in a third possible scenario to this.
Scenario me, daddy.
Daddy, I'm totally editing that out. I'm gonna forget. Half of me is not thinking. I don't even want to listen to this and just put it out and see what happens. That's what she said. But what if the door is locked on accident? Like somebody locked. You know, some of these doors can lock because you need a key to. Fuck off. You need a key to get in. On some bathroom. So what if the door accidentally got locked? And if you just jiggle the handle, not expecting a response, if the door's just locked to be locked, then you're just standing out there, you know, trying not to shit your pants, and no one's actually in the bathroom where you should be looking for a different way to poop. How do you counter that?
I counter that by asking this. Is the bathroom inside the building, or is it one of those bathrooms that's on the outside of the gas station? Like you got to go around to the side of the building to get in.
Inside.
Okay. See, that makes a difference, right? Because if you're inside, there's going to be a clerk there to tell you, hey, you got to have the key, or, oh, someone's in there.
You expect a lot out of minimum wage workers.
You know what? You're in Iowa, okay? It's Iowa nice.
Okay, anyway, there was a guy in the bathroom. And I noticed as I glanced over that the women's bathroom was open and it's single stall. Here's what I think needs to happen in this country. Let's stop putting men's and women's on these bathrooms. I mean, the ones that are obviously like multiple stalls, men's and women's, but the single stall toilets, they're just bathrooms. You don't need a men's and a woman's. Do we agree on that?
Well, the People's Republic of Illinois has mandated by law that the single stall bathrooms are all gender bathrooms.
What the fuck is even that?
That's a great question.
Anyway, well, if I was just a few miles from there. Anywho, the door opens and the guy walks out. And he's like, all right, well, crisis averted. I'll just poop in the dude's bathroom. No big deal. I walk in there and the guy left his phone on the toilet paper holder, which I don't know where this guy's, you know, if this guy's getting ready to go in his car, who knows, right? And I know if it was me, I'd want the dude to bring me my phone, right? So I'm like, fuck, even though I got to poop, I got to chase this guy down. Like, that's the right thing to do. So I follow the guy, and he's, like, actually pulling out of the parking lot, and I flag him down and give him his phone. So then I go back to the bathroom, and somebody else had gone in. And so now I'm back to square one. Do I go in the women's bathroom? We had a conversation with some friends about this. I think the consensus is single stall, you're probably good to go. I mean, nobody's going to think twice if a dude comes out of there, right?
I would probably laugh.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to get, like, you know, labeled as a sex offender or something.
I would label you as a sex offender.
I'm going to sex offend you tonight. That is... Ladies and gentlemen, that was an inappropriate joke that I just made, and I deeply regret it, and I will never say anything offensive again. I almost just said a really offensive word after that just to prove a point, but it's just unnatural, so I won't say it. So that would be the second poll question, is it okay to just poop in any single stall?
So, caveat.
I love caviar.
Word of the podcast. I would say it has a lot to do with where you are. Are you in a big city? Is it heavily populated? Or are you in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, which you were? So I would say it's fine.
Okay. I think I'm good with that. I think moving forward in my life, if I'm ever in that scenario again, which I probably will be because I have IBS, that could be the name, early name for the podcast. That's in the front runner, is I have IBS. I could start selling t-shirts. I have IBS. I have IBS. Yeah. I have IBS. I poop my pants on poorly made police memes. Yeah.
I would totally wear that shirt in private.
Why not in public?
Well, one, it'd be a lie because I don't have IBS.
Wait, this isn't about you. This is about me and my friends that have IBS.
Well, then why don't you change it from I have IBS on the shirt to Lenny from PMPM has IBS?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, I have IBS, kids. Probably. I don't know. Who knows? You want to talk about a concert? Oh, hey, hold on a second. What? Do we need to talk about where we got dinner, though?
Yes.
Or is that a giveaway? Or do you feel comfortable talking about it?
We already said where the concert was, right? Did we?
Well, I mean, everybody, yeah, I think we're fine.
I think we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's right now it's September 22nd. I wouldn't be shocked if this podcast doesn't come out based on some of the things coming up until, like, the middle of October. So it'll be, like, this will be like 3 weeks of regret at this point after this comes out. But so we're driving to the concert and you tell me, hey, you got to try this place out. I don't know. What was it called? Some point? Polos? Marco Polos? What is it called?
For all you Chicago folks, Portillo's.
Sally Slammy Samsonite. It was way off. All right, so this place, usually I, you know, normally would despise anything related to Chicago. It's fucking phenomenal, man. I know Wieners really well, and that was a great Chicago hot dog. I mean, I've never been to Chicago. If they taste like that, I will have every Wiener in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a couple million Wieners because that is a Chicago dog. And they're amazing.
Dude, like, fucking life-changing. You know, sometimes I don't think we realize how good hot dogs are. I think they're overlooked.
like, I like to make sauerkraut and put those on dogs. I don't know if you've ever done that.
How do you make sauerkraut?
It's at the fucking store. You put it in a fucking bowl and microwave it, or you fucking put it on the stove for like 2 minutes and it heats up. I mean, I don't know what sauerkraut is. I don't like harvest the sauerkraut.
Well, you said you make sauerkraut as if it's some recipe that you make.
At the Poorly Made Police Memes Farm, we make handcrafted sauerkraut. Learn from our father, passed down generations of meme lords. The sauerkraut, that's terrible. But anyway, sauerkraut on a dog, you should try it.
It obviously grows on sauerkraut trees.
It's like lettuce or something, right?
I think it's
cabbage. It's cabbage.
It's cabbage. I'm pretty sure it's milked from the sauerkraut teat.
Yeah.
You know, just...
He's like, he thinks he's making a teat motion, but it's like jerking off motion. He's a little confused.
Yeah. It actually comes from the male sauerkraut.
When two male sauerkraut get together, produces the kraut that Lenny puts on his dogs. All right. Anyway, we're losing steam here. Marco Polo said really good. What is it called again? Polacks?
Well, probably since it's Chicago and there's a lot of Polacks in Chicago. Can you even say Polacks? I think you can say
Nobody cares about Polish people.
Yeah. No, it's called Portillo's.
Watch, that's the next thing that gets canceled, and I just have poor timing. Like, you can make Polish jokes forever, and then you drop one Polack joke, and we're done.
I can tell you from firsthand experience, Polish people don't care.
It's because they have no souls like a ginger. I almost made a Ben joke. Yeah. Now I actually have...
Thank you for your service, Ben.
Proud to be an American. Can we have an awkward conversation? And at some point, I promise we are going to get to the concert.
What's our awkward conversation?
It's awkward for me.
What? Why is this awkward? It's, you know why it's awkward?
It's because we're two dudes at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, on a couch right next to each other, looking each other in the eyes.
Well, it's because my mic crapped out. It's only awkward because you still have your shoes on. You can take them off and stay for a while if you want.
Do you take your socks off when you're having hanky panky?
I don't know. Is it cold?
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes it gets cold in here, and sometimes I want my feet to be warm.
Be a man. I like that I said "be a man" as my voice cracked, but
Wait. Do you wear glasses at all?
Why?
Because when you're getting down, do you take your glasses off if you have your contacts out?
There's so many directions I could go as far as a joke goes, but I haven't had enough beers, so I thought better of making that joke. I don't wear glasses, though.
Oh, well, see, you can't answer that, but there's... I mean, if you got your contacts out and you just have your glasses on, do you take your glasses off when you're getting down? Because then things are blurry, but they kind of get in the way, and it's a little awkward.
See, that's misdirection. I just asked about socks, and you, like, turned it to glasses. I don't know what's going on. But hold on a second, though.
You know what? Sometimes, when a man loves a woman. Yes, when a man loves a woman or probably another man, you can take your socks off in a little sexy manner, sexy dance like this.
Dude, he's not even drunk and he's doing all this weird shit. Yeah. You know, I did hear that.
Imagine being my wife.
Oh, poor girl. Yeah, I'm going to later. I lost my whole train of thought after that. Oh, grab me another beer. That'll be number 3. I'm open to Yingling, Mad Cow, or Bush Lattes. All right, but here's my awkward conversation. Whenever I hear the national anthem, I get a little worked up. I mean, I don't like bawl or anything like that, but I feel like slightly. I get like a little goosebumpy, and I get, you know, like I feel like feel some patriotism going through my veins. Like I think a lot of people at like the sports ball games, I feel like sometimes people don't appreciate the national anthem, and it seems like cumbersome. I don't know. I just get the feeling that some people don't like the national anthem, and it kind of frustrates me. But like I get like a little worked up. I feel some pride and some.
I do too.
Okay, so I'm not like alone in that. Yeah, and I think see, you're ruining it, man. We're having a serious conversation. I do think about Ben when the flag's waving and the national anthem's playing.
Yeah, exactly. My flagpole's flying.
Don't disrespect the flag.
I'm not disrespecting it. My flagpole is at full mast all the time.
You might as well be fucking Kaepernick at this point.
Oh, I don't kneel. Yeah. I fly my flag.
All right, let's talk about a concert.
No, I want to talk about my flagpole.
It's the shortest flagpole I've ever seen.
You know what? It doesn't matter about the size of the flagpole. It matters how your flag waves.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Name of the podcast.
Yes. It's not the size of your flagpole, it's how your flag waves.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to the podcast. I want to talk to you about my good buddies over at V Development Group. Not only do they have the great medical gear that I've talked to you about, they've got holsters, they've got belts, including the belt of Thor. You heard that right, Megan Yord. A belt designed for concealed carry. In addition to all this awesome gear, they've got awesome t-shirts and coffee. You heard it here first, folks. Coffee that every cop truly needs. That's my friends over at V Development Group, the educated end user's choice. You can find them at vdevgru.com. That's VDEVGRU.com. And I'll have a link in the podcast description. Now, back to the podcast.
Okay. Let's talk about a concert here. We're 26 minutes in, and I'm probably going to leave in the first couple minutes where we were talking about poo-poo and pee-pee because it's funny. So we went to a little concert with a band that we both enjoy.
Little River Band.
Yeah, really, really enjoy them. Yeah, nice little band. So opening for Ghost tonight was a band called Spirit Box, and they are from Canada. Hello, Squirrely Dan, and all our friends in Canada. I was fucking impressed.
Indeed, I was too. That chicken scream. That's what I said.
We're both saying that. Yeah, usually the screamo stuff, if it's not done well, I can't handle it. Yeah. And I don't know. There's a lot of bands out there these days, like the metalcore bands that. The musicianship is amazing, but they can't sing and they can't scream, and it's like sounds like a dead cat dying, and I can't handle it. But she did a really good job. The show, their stage wasn't super complex, but they had like really cool lighting, and it was visually like one of the best sets I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me that. And I don't know. It's weird. The lights remind me of the video game Halo. Did you get that feeling?
I'm a little older than you, so I attended a few Halo parties in my day, but I was still on the James Bond kick, yeah. So.
Okay, boomer.
Don't disrespect GoldenEye. Dude, I heard GoldenEye is coming to Switch, and you can fucking play it online. That's insane. I'm going to fucking wreck some kids. And like, I've been trying to justify buying myself a Switch for a long time, and this might be the moment.
Yeah. Oh, shit. No, this is one more thing I don't need. Maybe it'll come to PC.
Yeah. But I'm like so good with the N64 controller. I feel like it would be different. Like, if we had GoldenEye right now, I'd fucking wreck you to this day.
No.
I have a 64 at my house.
Do you want to play the Wii?
Do we need to record a podcast? Then maybe we can play the Wii. Maybe. I mean, maybe. That could be entertaining. Okay, so anyway, so Spirit Box.
Yes.
Really good. I didn't know any of their songs, which is always weird at a concert when you don't know their songs, but very impressed with the band was really tight. At one point, I thought maybe, just maybe, that the vocals were pre-recorded because they were just so good. But I don't know. I don't think they were. And based on what I know about Ghost, I don't know that they would go out on tour with a band that pre-records vocals. So, but that, I mean, that just goes to show you if it was legit, like how fucking, it was good. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, I agree. I was kind of thinking about it too as it was going on, and yeah, the vocals were so good. I could see where someone would think that it was pre-recorded, but as he was saying, I don't think Tobias Forge would be the type of guy to bring someone out on tour who would lip sync. So I'm in the agreement that she was really singing and really doing the screamo thing like that. But she was really good. And then thighs were good too.
She was pretty. There's no doubt about it. She, to say the least. And she, you know, like, I always feel weird. You know, we were talking about this on the drive home. Like the Twin Temple. Like, Twin Temple was, like, interesting to watch. They opened last time for Ghost. But it's not something I don't think I would ever listen to again or go to their shows because it's just, like, kind of out there and not, like, really my thing. Twin Temple, you know, like, you know, I made a comment about her being, you know, hot, and she is. But this chick was pretty good looking too. But, like, she, like, really moved with, like, what was going on. It was, like, a really good stage presence. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know what? I was just going to say she had stage presence, but you said it first, so now I got nothing.
Yeah. It was, I was impressed, man. That was a good band. The next band that came and played, hold on.
Well, okay, so Twin Temple, I checked them out on the drive home, and just to kind of see like what the rest of their stuff sounded like, and it all sounded like what we heard there. But I am definitely gonna check out this band. What Spirit Box. Samsonite, yeah. No, I'm definitely going to check them out because, yeah, I'm surprised I haven't heard of them. They got some good stuff.
The next band that came on was a little band.
Excuse me, hold on. More.
All right. We'll see if that stays in. For those playing at home, I'll probably keep this. I'll probably leave this one pretty unedited because it's ridiculous because it's funnier that way. But I've probably made, in the last few podcasts, a lot of jokes about the one that I didn't put out because the guy asked me not to. But he burped a lot.
Did he really?
He did. And I kept like, I was like, did you just fucking burp on my podcast? but here I am. I'm not going to have any sponsors after this one. So then Mastodon was up next. Can we talk about how you were watching me poop in the bathroom, though? That was really weird.
I wasn't watching you poop. I was waiting for you to poop.
I'm like, you know, I'm in the bathroom, and I happen to look up, and I don't know why we're at a point in the why the stalls have to have such big cracks. Like, why do... I saw you through the crack, and I looked in the, well, I looked up and I looked through the mirror and I saw you, and I was like, is he fucking watching me poop? This is weird, bro.
You're the one sending me Instagram messages while you're on the shitter.
What else am I supposed to do?
I was waiting for you to get done. I opened up Instagram. I have a new message from you.
Did you see that, though? He's going to throw the first pitch. You think he's going to wear all that shit, or is it just going to be Tobias?
No, I think he's going to be dressed as Papa.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too, but I probably would have thought it was more awesome if I would have got it from you, not while you were on the shitter right next to me.
Well, anyway, so he watched me poop, but... Okay, here's here's the best part is we were walking up to the stadium, and I decided it would be really funny to take like a, you know, like the girls take the selfies in the bathroom mirror. Oh, he's so mad about this. I was like, dude, we need to take a selfie in the bathroom mirror and send it to our friends. And he's like, no. I was like, come on. And then we did. And then I kind of regret it. I feel like a tool.
Nope. You got to own it now because you totally made me do it. And I didn't have any fun, but I went along with it because I care about you.
That's so sweet. By the way, Blake Shelton is not that fat. She better fucking listen to this because she's the only one that's going to get the joke.
Nobody's going to. I was like, where the fuck did Eric, where the fuck did that come from?
You know.
This guy really likes Blake Shelton.
If you know, you know. Dude, he's banging Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Everybody loved, well, you're a little younger than me, but like that was, Pink Power Ranger and Gwen Stefani was a lot of guys' first crutches.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Groom. Definitely Pink Power Ranger.
You know who I think is kind of hot? Who? Kelly Clarkson. She's thick, but...
Yeah, she is now.
Oh, man, she sings so good. Like, she's such a great voice.
Hey, speaking of daytime talk show, Giada.
I literally don't know who that is.
Giada on the Food Network.
No idea.
Dude, you gotta look up Giada.
Have you seen... On the home improvement shows. Okay, so my wife always, we will talk about Mastodon at some point. Stand by. The one my wife always watches, I think they're in Cincinnati, and it's like the redheaded girl and like her mom. Holy fuck. The daughter, she's so hot, dude.
Your mom in Cincinnati?
I think so.
Is it Ben?
Wrong city. No, but she's amazing. She is not as beautiful as my wife. I'm a good man. I love my wife. Whole. All right, that ends the podcast. We are going to watch the Food Network.
Dude, she is literally the perfect woman.
I love my wife, and I'm a good man.
Sorry, we're just watching Giada's Instagram right now, and it's...
Okay, we're going to talk about Mastodon right now. Oh, yeah.
Portland Maine Police memes were at the Ghost concert tonight, too.
Weird. Mastodon is they've been around for a minute.
Yeah.
I thought
2000?
Yeah, I was thinking they were even a 90s band. But those dudes fucking get down. I mean, I guess 2000, that's 22 years. They've been around for a minute. Those dudes fucking, I don't know a lot of their songs. You know, I've heard them here or there, but they like phenomenal live band. Very tight. That's what she said. And again, not knowing that band very well, but the time changes in some of their music is like, I don't know how the fuck they pulled some of that shit off live. Like, it's it was amazing.
Yeah, agreed. I would. No, you have to hold the mic for me. No, don't stop. Stop hitting my tit with the mic. I don't hold mics. I don't know the proper.
If yours worked, we wouldn't have this problem.
I don't know the proper form. No, Mastodon was awesome. I really only know Blood and Thunder for their songs. I know I've kind of, once we bought the tickets, I kind of looked up and played them on Spotify. And I really like their stuff, but prior to that, I really only knew the one song. But yeah, they were so tight musically, and man, they got down. Yeah, with the time changes, shit, they nailed it. They were awesome. And then we got to meet one of their guitarists afterwards, who was just chilling in the crowd for the Ghost concert, which was awesome. You really don't see many professional musicians chilling in the crowd at a concert, I think. So, yeah, we kind of talked to him for just a few seconds, but that was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Give me my fucking mic. Now he's holding
it. No, you told me to hold it, so I have to hold it now.
Okay, I can see how this is. Wait, this is bad. Do you like that? Stop it. You're ruining my podcast. You're ruining my well-made podcast. Oh, were you going to insult me and call it poorly made? That's already the name of it, douchebag.
I was just going to say the name of it. I wasn't insulting it. Just reiterating the name of your podcast.
Anyway, yeah, Mastodon, I was really impressed. I'll probably check out their stuff on the long ride home tomorrow and get to know it a little bit better. The tire doesn't fucking blow out again. I hope it doesn't, man. I don't want to give another handy tomorrow, man. My wrists are sore, so.
I'm sure my wife's got a brace for you that you could use.
I thought that was going a completely different direction at first. You really had me in the first half. That poor kid's just giving a fucking interview, and then he's a meme forever.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with, like,
it's Cone.
Like, 90% of the memes, though, is just random people doing random shit.
You know what was a really good one that kind of gets often overlooked is the guy that was describing the crashing, and he's like, it was like, pow! And they made the whole song. Do you remember that one? I'll try and cut it in at this point if I can find it.
You're not talking about the dude that was talking about the waves surfing, right?
No, that's a different one. And I was like, whoa. And it was like, no, this is a different one. It's like after a car accident or something.
Okay.
No, yeah, that one was a good one.
Let's listen in to George Lindell. He was driving one of the cars involved in the collision that brought down those power poles.
While I was just driving down Northern Avenue, and all of a sudden, God just lighted up my whole business.
Okay, so the moment that everybody's been waiting for is Ghost. We got to talk about Ghost a little bit. Yeah, this is their band that we like. And here's a discussion we had actually walking in. Oh, nice socks. I got Ghost socks too. By the way, fun socks every day, guys. Wear fun socks.
That's how I rebel against my uniform policy. We're supposed to have black socks, but I wear fun socks.
Poorly Made Police meme sells Crown Vic socks if you're into that kind of thing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
Because you're not a good friend. He's upset. All right. We have to have a Ghost conversation, though.
First of all, I got to buy some Crown Vic socks. I'm going to buy them.
I believe in you.
And you know what? You at home should buy some Crown Vic socks, too.
I believe in all of you. Thank you. Thank you for making me money. So we had kind of an epiphany about Ghost as we walked in. And maybe we knew this before, but I think Ghost has a pretty big audience as far as different types of people. But we're definitely at an edge of it. I don't want to be judgmental here, but we are not the typical Ghost clientele. And there's like a lot of people hate Ghost. There's a lot of hate on Ghost.
They're not metal. Says the metal.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They have some like heavier songs. I wouldn't call them like a metal band. They're like a rock band. They have their, you know, their little genre, but it's fun. Like, I like it. It's fun. The music is fun. You know, it's kind of tongue in cheek. I like it. I just find it really entertaining. And that's why I like the band. I think Tobias, not you, you're an idiot, but the real Tobias, yes, is a fucking genius. He has
all Tobiases are geniuses.
See, but that's not your fucking name.
All Tobiases are genii.
His real name is
Tobias.
The real Tobias, he just has kind of a cool story, and I've kind of related to that. And he seems like a pretty decent dude. And he just, makes music, has a good time, and seems to treat, I don't know, there's some people that suit him. I was going to say he seems to treat his band pretty well, but his first band doesn't believe so. Yeah. That's a little sus. I'm kind of on the fence with what happened there.
I don't know. It's kind of the same situation what happened with Slipknot and one of their members, Chris Fain. There was some lawsuit about wages and shit like that. It's boring, but whatever.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
As we were walking into Ghosts, it was very apparent that we, there were some fat people for sure. I fit into that one. Blake Shelton's not that fat, by the way. But there is
picture the average viewer or the average listener. Like, what the fuck does Blake Shelton have to do with
this? He has everything to do with this.
That should be the name of the episode. Blake Shelton is not that fat.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, totally. When an inside joke goes too far, people.
the Ghost concert review, and also Blake Shelton is not that fat.
Anyway, I fit in with the fat crowd. There was like the fat, like, needs a walker crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, I don't need a walker yet. I'm working on that. but we don't fit in with that crowd.
No, we were way, way too normal.
There was a couple of good looking dudes. I mean, a couple dudes next to us that seemed kind of normal. Actually, good looking dudes. I thought they were cops, to be honest with you. I'm like, oh, those dudes are cops.
Like the guy in front of us, like to my right?
No, we need to have a conversation about the guy in front of us. This was one of the, I'm pretty tall, and this was one of the few times where somebody taller was in front of me at a concert. I'm like, this is karma for me being tall and blocking people's views. Yeah. But then the crowd kind of moved and he wasn't in the way later in the concert. But there's like a little Asian guy and then the tall white guy that were kind of to my side. I was like, those dudes are cops. They look copy.
The one with the Twitch shirt on.
I didn't see. I didn't look at his shirt.
Well, I noticed he had like the Twitch,
like Tweak from South Park.
No, not that Twitch. Twitch website, the gaming website, the game streaming website.
I didn't look at his shirt.
Well, there was one of them that had a Twitch t-shirt on. I thought it was like, oh, I'm a streamer, but it was literally just Twitch shirt.
Cool story, bro.
Whatever. Get your own fucking spot account.
I will. I will do that soon. Anytime I hold up. No, I haven't been to Wisconsin. I want some cheese curds, though. Yeah. Now I have the munchies, bro. No. That's too bad. We're drunk. We can't go to Casey's.
Let me take my mower. Want to ride my mower?
What's the DUI law?
That's a good.
Like, people make fun of me for liking Ghost. I like it. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I don't really care that I don't even fit in, quote unquote, with the crowd. I don't really give a shit about that. It's fun. Like, the show, the set list was really good. I'm kind of a snob when it comes to music. You know, I think we know that a little bit. And there was a few moments. I'll be honest, I don't think the band was as tight as the other two bands.
No. They definitely had their moments tonight. I mean, they got a little sloppy and then they had some technical issues. Tobias Forge forgot the lyrics to the beginning of one of the songs, Griftwood. He started, I think he started singing like the second verse or something.
I thought that was wrong.
Yeah. And then he totally caught himself and gave like a shrug to the crowd, and it was awkward, but he owned it. And then their guitarist had some technical difficulties where there was like some, I don't know, some electrical interference or something going on. It made a really awkward noise, and you could tell he was pissed off because it came in the like right when he was about to do a guitar solo, and I don't know, you could tell he was pissed about it. But
I thought overall they played better though than Lincoln, I think.
Yeah, I think as far as like musical performance, yeah, they performed better in the last concert, but I think this set list was as good as you could possibly ask for.
I really like Pinnacle to the Pit. I think you could have replaced... There's a song that I haven't heard yet. This is Monster's Clock, which I think I pronounced wrong, like most of their songs. I haven't seen that one live. It's kind of an older song, but they used to close all their shows with it. It's a fucking awesome song. Actually, the last podcast you were on, I played it. Like 2 seconds of it. But they played Prime Mover, which is off their first album. It's not bad. I would have rather seen Satan's Prayer.
See, I'm not a big fan of Satan's Prayer.
What's the other one that's on there? Hold this for a second.
I don't want to hold your mic again. Make me hold the shaft. Oh, who's that? She's hot.
That's my wife.
Oh, nice. She's single?
I mean, I hope not.
Oh, well, she's giving me a winky kissy face right now. Is that Snap? She's sending it to me.
What?
No. This is getting weird.
This is getting weird. This whole podcast is weird. I don't know what you're looking up.
Get that thing out of my face. This interview's over.
I'm looking up the track list on... Oh my god, get that thing out of my face. It's like that.
You asked me to hold the mic, and now I'm...
It was like when I was at my uncle's house that one time.
My uncle listens to this. I don't mean that seriously.
Do you need to talk about that?
Oh, if you're going to play a song off Opus, I would say Stand By Him. That was the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Banger, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. I don't even know if they've really played that live.
I think they used to back in the day. But, yeah, Prime Mover was like the only one on the set. That was awkward. He just touched my wiener. That was the only one on the set where I was like, give or take. But, yeah. I mean, the rest of the set was... They play Mummy Dust a lot, which... It's fun live, I guess. Yeah. It's like a song, like, if I heard it, like, if I'm going through Apple or, you know, whatever, I may skip it because I've just heard it so many times. I don't know. That song doesn't do anything for me. But I think overall, that was a good fucking show.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lot of old stuff mixed with a lot off the new album, which the new album I think is really killer, and it's a lot of songs that would be great live, but then now that we actually saw them, they were awesome live too, you know. So but they've really evolved so much from their first album to the newest album that it's almost hard to do both, right?
I think there's songs that fit, like Ritual. Yeah, kind of sounds, it has kind of the fun, it's fun. Like Stand By Him's kind of fun too, actually, too. But then they have a couple of like the real devil-y songs. Like my favorite song, which I always fucking mispronounce, is what is it? Conclave. Yeah, whatever that's called. And then what the hell is the one off Year Zero is another one that's like it doesn't really fit in with like the new stuff, because the new stuff is very, I don't want to, poppy might be the wrong word for it, but maybe that's the right word for it.
Like the hair metal, like Metallica.
Okay.
All right.
Side quest. Tobias here says things to upset me. And we were talking about like the Scorpions in between the sets, right? They were playing like the Scorpions and they played a few other, what else did they play besides the Scorpion?
I don't know. There's like Bon Jovi was in there and I don't know what else.
But I don't really like the hair metal stuff. I don't like the, oh my god, that's embarrassing. I don't like the glam hair metal shit. It's just, it's not my thing. And then of course Tobias, knowing that I love Metallica, it was like, well, Metallica's a hair band. And I enlisted the help of some randos surrounding us who kind of looked at us like we were fucking weirdos. No, they both said they were not fucking.
It was a split decision. The one guy had to think about it. The other guy disagreed with me.
Dude, Metallica's on a hairband. Just fucking stop.
It is a hairband.
They had hair and they were in a band. That doesn't make them a hairband.
Yes, it does. Hold on. I'm looking this up. We're doing it right now.
We are not doing it right now. He's looking up if Metallica's a hair band.
Look at that. Look, how can you not call that a hair band?
He has long hair.
Yes.
Fuck you. I'm going to strangle you with this fucking microphone cord because Metallica's not a hair band and that's blasphemy.
Metallica is a hair band.
That's the fourth question of the podcast we got to get figured out.
Look at that. He's got hair on his head and his face.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so I guess that kind of wraps up. Was there anything else that we didn't talk about? I feel like there was a bunch of things. We had this whole conversation about like, oh, we can't talk because we have content and we need to save it for the podcast.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I should have wrote it fucking down.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember Metallica's hit song, Rock You Like a Hurricane?
I'm going to strangle you with this fucking microphone cord.
We talked about probable cause a lot.
Should we have a police-related discussion?
Well, I mean, what were the other things we talked about? Probable cause.
So I made a point, and I wouldn't say it's properly formulated yet. I think there's still some more thinking to do about it. But there's all right. So we got to transition to cop talk for a second here. Not cock talk, but cop talk. Because I feel like I slurred it a little bit. Cop talk.
Cock talk.
I think there's always that.
What shaft did you work when you were? Get it?
I worked the biggest shaft.
You get it? Cock
hey,
talk?
Yeah, I got it. So we kind of had this discussion about probable cause and proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And I felt sometimes what supervisors wanted in the report was reasonable doubt. When do you have to get to arrest? Fucking probable cause. But, you know, since I've been out and I kind of have a helicopter view of things now, I talk to you guys a lot and people send me messages and, you know, we talk about this shit on the podcast. I was thinking about it. And let's just take the example I gave Tobias here is you have your misdemeanor arrest. For most places, that misdemeanor is not going to a detective, probably not. It's not. I don't think the attorney's office is going to really investigate it too much, depending on what it is. Basically, what your probable cause is, that's the case. So if we're thinking logically about it, your probable cause there kind of does need to be beyond a reasonable doubt, or what you perceive to be beyond a reasonable doubt. I mean, is that fair?
I think it's fairish. You know, if it's something that is actually going to not only get charged, but to go to court, you're going to have to testify to it. However, caveat.
I love caviar.
Misdemeanor crime gets misdemeanor work. So,
I'm going to choke you with this fucking microphone cord. Because do a good job no matter the fucking case. I don't care if it's a no file. I don't care if it's an informational report. Write a good report because that could save somebody a lot of time down the line.
What we did talk about, and I think there was good discussion on the way down to said concert. I think there's a lot that goes into how much effort you're actually going to put into an investigation and a report. And one of those things, in my eyes anyway, is like, what is the victim going to do with this, right? Is the victim actually going to follow through, or do they just want to make a report for report's sake, right? Like, if I give them a report number, are they going to follow up with the state's attorney? Are they going to actually pursue charges? Are they going to wake up tomorrow and realize that they don't care and I'm going to put in a bunch of work for nothing? Or is the victim like a decent person, or is the victim a frequent flyer who does frequent flyer shit?
Can I add a caveat to that?
Please. Oh, caveat.
God, my voice keeps cracking. I hope I'm going to go through puberty soon. But my caveat, oh, you're cracking myself up. I'll be here all night, folks. Tip your waitress. My caveat to that is if you kind of still kind of playing off your misdemeanor cases get misdemeanor work thing, is even if it is kind of like a BS thing, if you take the time to articulate the report well, I feel like that's one of those things, even if it's not going anywhere, it really helps out the next guy, because the next guy that says, okay, this is the history, what's going on here, or maybe it is a situation where there's, you know, actually a real victim, and maybe they are afraid to come forward or cooperate. But if you leave a good paper trail, I think that can be helpful to people. It takes like 5 extra minutes to type a good report, in my opinion. I'm not saying like go crazy, but at the end of the day, do your job. Be a man.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't do your job. I'm not saying don't write a good report. But I'm not going to go to the end of the earth to investigate something or make accommodations or whatever it is. If it's fucking crackhead Joe that you deal with every day, just doing crackhead Joe shit as opposed to your hardworking citizen.
No, I hear you. I know what you're saying. You know what we talked about on the last podcast, but we didn't talk about this one. And when I say the last one, I mean the Lincoln podcast was Lincoln itself. We were both very impressed by Lincoln. So we went to a town called Peoria, and I ain't never been there before. Love you, Michael Scotch. And I didn't see enough of it to really have an opinion. It actually didn't seem that bad off the highway.
Yeah. I mean, like, downtown by the Civic Center and down by the river, it's pretty nice. It's like your average, decent-sized city. I didn't like any other city. There are parts of it that are really shitty. But, I mean, Peoria is nice. For the most part.
But it's not a Lincoln, though. It is no Lincoln.
No, it's not a Lincoln. And we didn't share a hotel room in Peoria.
But we're still going to share a bed like last time.
Oh, definitely.
What are our plans tomorrow morning?
Well, we are going to go down to Casey's. And we are going to get us some Busch Light beer cheese breakfast pizza.
Are we going to share the slice of pizza and let the cheese like Lady and the Tramp, you know?
Yeah, I would have it no other way.
We were more efficient this episode. I feel like the last one, we were much drunker the last time.
We were fucking toast last one.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really drink until we got here. We're only three deep right now, which is, for me, that's pretty normal. It's only three deep.
Only 3 inches deep. It's normal.
That was literally the joke. Thanks for making it obvious.
Oh, wow. I didn't think it was that obvious.
Tobias, do you have any final thoughts for the millions of people that were probably not going to listen to this because we've been rambling? I mean, everyone's going to listen to it.
Yeah, everyone's going to listen to it, all of your millions of followers. You better get that tramp stamp ready.
Dude, I don't think I'm hitting a million this year. It's not happening. It ain't happening.
It's happening. Just smack the mic. I would like for you to take back everything that you said negative about Impera.
I was wrong. You were right.
You were jamming tonight on all the songs that you said you didn't like.
Hold on. I never said I didn't like them. I think what I was getting at is I kind of liked... I don't know what I was getting at. I was wrong. I'll admit I was wrong. It was good. It was good. It's a good album.
Yeah.
What did I get? I still gave it a 4 out of 5 or something, didn't I?
I don't remember what you gave it, but I thought it was a little unfair. I saw you jamming to Spillways tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What's your favorite Ghost song?
Ooh, out of anything?
Yeah, out of any.
Ooh, I really like Zenith, which is Zenith is awesome, and it's not on any album. It's just a single, and it's not on Spotify or anything. But so you got to look it up on YouTube. Zenith, gotta love Squarehammer, and I really like Respite on the Spital Fields from Impera.
I want to tell a story about how I got into Ghost.
Oh yeah.
So I had a buddy that. When Infestificism came out, it's their second album. I can't fucking say it. How would you say it?
Infestissimum.
Yeah, what he said came out. Year Zero was the big hit off of that one. And then what was the overrated song off of that one? Very repetitive song. It sounds like at a circus.
Yeah.
Oh, Secular Haze. That song's not really... I'm not really into that song. It's okay. Monstrous Clocks off that one too. But I mean, it's a good record. But I listened to Year Zero, and it was at the time was kind of this is a lot. I wasn't ready for it, you know. And if you've never heard the song and you Google and you listen to Year Zero by Ghost, it's a lot to take in initially if you don't know what you're listening to.
It's a bit satanic.
Slightly. And so I listened to it, and I was like, this is cool, but I'm just, I don't know. And I didn't really do anything with Ghost for a couple years. And then I was driving along one day, and I heard Squarehammer on the radio, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. What is this? And then I look it up, and I'm like, oh, this is that fucking band with the Year Zero song. And then I checked out Sir Ice, and then did I get it right?
Cerise.
Whatever. Samsonite. Tomatoes. Tomato stick.
Potatoes.
Vaginas. Virginies. Vagines. Virgines.
West.
And Bob's. All right, this is weird. But anyway, that's getting edited out, probably. But anyway, yeah, and then I basically just started. I went through the whole fucking discography. I can't talk, and I have a podcast, kids. And I just it was just all kind of clicked, and I was like, "This is fucking amazing." How did you get in the Ghost?
I was just browsing. It was when Rats came out, right? Rats first came out, and I think I saw it on YouTube and just went down the YouTube rabbit hole, and it was almost like grown up Catholic, right?
Oh, you're Catholic too?
Yeah.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. It was almost like a little like guilty, blasphemous feeling, but it was so like intriguing that like I couldn't stop going down that rabbit hole and watching like their videos and stuff like that, and I was just like hooked that night.
So what we're saying is we need a bunch of normies like us to listen to Ghosts so we don't have to go to concerts with weirdos.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of weirdos tonight.
You know, once we got into the crowd, I felt like there was less weirdos. Like, the dudes around us seemed actually like normal dudes, but there was weirdos for sure.
I will say, though, going to Ghost concerts has given me a nun fetish.
You heard that her first, kids. Oh, that's, you can't say kids.
Oh. That is 100% getting in and out.
Hey, you got a priest fetish?
Oh my god. Yep, that's going.
You heard it here, first ladies. Send poorly made police memes, your nun pictures, and I will forward them on to the right place.
Yeah, but not like your regular nun. Not your.
I'm a good man, and I love my wife
immensely.
Tobias, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I don't think so. We need to drink some more Spotted Cows.
Surprised we're not drinking more Spotted Cows right now.
Fuck, I'm surprised we're not drinking more Spotted Cows right now.
I don't think that's how that works. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I hope children are not listening to this podcast because this was awful. This is probably maybe the worst one since the first one.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? I think it's your microphone.
Anyway, thanks for letting me in your home. I can't wait to share some pizza with you in the morning. And if you guys want to support the podcast, you know what to do. Send money. Don't buy Nikes or you're supporting sweatshops. Send me money. And you're supporting not sweatshops. Yeah, I don't know. But thank you guys for listening to this monstrosity. And I love most of you. Bye-bye. He's waving. It's a fucking audio podcast, you fucking idiot.
Well, they will listen to my wave then. I don't know.
That doesn't work that way. Bye-bye.